The National Broadcasting Company presents The Greatest Names in Jazz on the Jazz Arts Concert. Good evening, music lovers, and welcome to the premier NBC broadcast of the Jazz Arts Concert. This is Dr. Gino speaking to you from the stage of the new Theater Delice in the heart of Greenwich Village, New York City, where tonight and every week at this time, Jazzdom's elite gather. This evening, our recital group is composed of Professor Coleman Hawkins on the tenor saxophone, Professor Ed Safransky, bass, Professor Howard McGee, trumpet, Professor Johnny Smith, guitar, Professor Maury Fell, drums, and Professor Bernie Layton at the piano. Our special guest is a dynamic singing star who has just finished an unprecedented 12-week engagement at the starlight roof of the Waldorf Cafeteria, Miss Thelma Carpenter. For our overture this evening, we have a very familiar work. In fact, so familiar that among music critics, it has bred a great deal of contempt. Lady Be Good. Splendid, splendid. A very delicate rendition of a grand old classic. Professor Howard McGee strides forth to the podium now with his lips all puckered up. The good professor is our first and only trumpeter, and is a man who has indeed left his imprint on modern jazz. Since then, however, he's been cautioned to wash his hands before handling the manuscripts. Now the house lights dim, and Professor Howard McGee gets ready to play Can't Get Started. We are indebted, Professor McGee. Now, music lovers, waiting in the wings is our special guest of the evening, the dynamic young singing star who has appeared in the Broadway productions of Inside USA, HMS Pinafore, and Shuffle Along. And, of course, you've seen her on many television and radio shows, Miss Thelma Carpenter. Miss Carpenter, I greet you in the words of my old Viennese music teacher. Quote, herzliche Grüßen, gnädige Fräulein.
Oh, this cat has flipped. He's gone.
Well, possibly, but before I go all the way, Miss Carpenter, how about a song?
Well, Crazy Man.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just give me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. And I greet the dawn when I awaken, and the sky is blue up above. I like my scrambled eggs and bacon served by someone that you love. You take take the high road, I'll take the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeedy, give me the simple life. Now living, I find, is best when your mind is keen as a carving knife. I don't aim to worry, hustle or hurry, give me the simple life. I like to whittle and play a little tune on a 10-cent 5. I'm crazy about sleep, can't do without sleep, give me the simple life. And I greet the dawn when I awaken, and the sky is blue up above, and I like my scrambled eggs and bacon served by someone that you love. You take the high road, I'll take the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds a corny and seedy, but yes indeedy, give me the simple life. Just give me the simple life.
We have now reached the midway mark in this evening's concert, music lovers. And our spotlight falls on the world's greatest performer on the tenor saxophone, Professor Coleman Hawkins. Professor Hawkins has gained international renown for his many concert tours, but is perhaps best known for his immensely successful recordings of Body and Soul. In fact, his latest hits have been recorded by the good professor on almost every major label. A most remarkable feat when you consider the fact that one of the labels was on a bottle of Old Granddad. Now, Professor Coleman Hawkins takes his place on the stage of the Theater de Lys to preview his latest Decca recording, soon to be released, If I Can Be With You 1 Hour Tonight. Bravo, Professor Hawkins, bravo. As we move along on this first broadcast of our series of jazz arts concerts, we find ourselves face to face with the Johnny Smith Trio. Having seen them before, we are not frightened. Professor Smith, in addition to his work in the jazz medium, has also played with the NBC Symphony and the New York Philharmonic. Rounding out the trio is Professor Ed Safransky, the holder of the last 6 consecutive Downbeat and Metronome Awards as the number one bass player in the country, and Professor Maury Field, much-honored timpanist. The Johnny Smith Trio will now play Taboo. Our singing star, Miss Thelma Carpenter, is back on the Theatre de Lys stage once more, and I would like to get her reaction to an excerpt from the Music Lovers Encyclopedia, compiled by Rupert Hughes and Deems Taylor. Quote, "The popular song is usually built on the following plan. First, a strain is delivered, then another strain in another key, and finally the first strain is repeated, bringing the whole thing to a satisfactory close. In other words, the first key is reintroduced and the whole song rounded off and made to end with a sense of perfect completeness by a repetition of the first strain in the first key," unquote. Do you agree, Miss Carpenter?
I dig it, Dr. Gino. I'm with you.
Excellent. Miss Thelma Carpenter will now demonstrate the aforementioned theory with Can't Help Lovin' That Man.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. Can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. But I can't help loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, the day is fine, the sun will shine. He can come home, late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me. loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, the day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home, late as can be. Home without him ain't no home to me.
For our final selection of the evening, music lovers, we have what is known as a jam session. To the uninitiated, this means that each musician carefully keeps both eyes on the leader, watching his every move, disregarding the music and playing whatever comes to mind. There have been times when they've wound up playing different numbers, but somehow as the volume increases, it doesn't seem to matter. Love me or leave me. To the end of the first broadcast in our new NBC series of jazz arts concerts, which are brought to you direct from the stage of the Theater Delice in the heart of Greenwich Village, New York City. We hope you can be with us next week at this same time when our special guests will be Betty McLaurin and Jimmy Rushing and his orchestra, and the Swedish jazz harmonicat, John Tillman. Also, be sure to tune in NBC's regular Stan Kenton concerts on Tuesdays and Stars in Jazz on Tuesdays and Thursdays over these stations. Now, as my old music teacher used to say, keep a stiff upper embouchure and nothing can bother you, unquote. This is Dr. Gino Hamilton saying good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.